girls who are in the know. Sean and Kate are on the radio.
Listen to your sister. Sean Ireland show with Kate Burnett. Listen to your sister. Sean Ireland show.
Millions of fans have made the show their rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the live debut of The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO, presented by Hallmark Channel, Saturday, December 26th, two shows at Schottenstein Center. Buy reserved seats now at LiveNation.com and the box office. Don't miss The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO. Welcome by Reichardt Automotive Group and Wildlights at the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium.
It's the Sean Ireland Show with Kate Burnett, sis on the radio. And maybe it's garlic that makes you smell. Did you know there are certain foods you can eat? Kate has all the different evidence we need.
I do. These are surprising things that you're eating or drinking that may be actually giving you body odor. We did mention garlic, and it's not just your breath. A lot of times you got to think about this stuff seeping out your pores. Another one that does that, alcohol, if you really overindulge. It's going to be obvious the next day.
How many times have you been around people and you're like, oh my gosh, what time did you call it quits last night? Because you stink.
Or did you ever stop? Exactly.
Do they say how long it takes to metabolize?
It really, it depends on your personal, metabolism and things. But water is always a good bet. You know, that little rule of thumb, always one alcoholic drink, one glass of water to stay hydrated. It's hard to follow, but... The last thing you do before you go to bed after a night of imbibing, that big glass of water is a big help.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee dries out your mouth and your throat. That's going to give you that nasty coffee breath.
Coffee breath.
Everybody jokes about this, but asparagus. This is the one that...
But beyond the tinkle, is it really making any smells?
It can, but it really is focused on the restroom, and it's not everybody. Some people process it differently.
I think that's really weird that not everybody has that.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. I know. Red meat, because it takes a long time to travel through your digestive tract. You're eating a lot. Like, if you go and take that steak challenge and try to eat that 72-ounce porterhouse in one sitting to get it for free, please, some of us have tried it. Definitely can cause...
What is the smell?
Your sweat will have more of a...
A beefy smell.
A pungent, yeah, really, it will. Huh. Onions can seep right out your pores if you had a large amount. Curry and cumin, a couple of spices that will definitely be obvious the next day. Dairy, strong-smelling cheese and other dairy products, that can come right out your pores.
So what are you supposed to do?
You just got to be ready for it.
Just be ready.
Extra perfume that day.
No, wait, because I do want to ask this. I've always heard body odor between men and women is very different.
Very different, yeah, I would imagine.
Men smell like cheese, and women smell like onions. That's what I heard.
You know a lot more about this. You've really studied on your BO, haven't you?
I don't know. People might not have known. I'm a BO professor of some sorts.
Here's a good one for you to know. Mm. If you're not eating enough greens... You should try to keep those levels up. The chlorophyll in your leafy greens is going to counteract a lot of internal causes of the different body odors that these other pungent foods can cause. So if you're going to have a night of heavy curry, be sure you throw some kale in there and you can kind of counteract it.
Can you imagine what our early ancestors smelled like?
Well,
can you
they never bathed. Imagine? Isn't that why brides started carrying a bouquet? Down the aisle.
What? No way.
I read that somewhere. One of the reasons that people worked a lot
That's
of flowers
not where she needed her bouquet.
into weddings was because the floral smells would help to mask some of the body smells. Because can you imagine getting to the altar and he goes, oh, what is that stink? No, I pass.
I've never heard that. Are you sure about that? I gotta look that up.
I think you should because I swear I'm right about that.
That's some nasty folklore right there.
That's some funk.
CIS experts are the very best, like licensed professional counselor Maria Bucci.
Are you waiting on the world to change? You are responsible for your own happiness, and taking the first step is to change the way you talk to yourself. Instead of saying someday, I will, change your mindset to, I will do that, and start writing down what you want. All the things that you're saying for when things are just right, you need to make a list and ask yourself, what's stopping me? be honest with yourself. Recognize that your inner critic is telling you that it is impossible. Instead, ask, do I talk to myself like someone I love? Would I talk to my daughter like this? Break your goals down into small steps and then put them on a calendar. Give yourself some deadlines. If you can talk about the things that get in the way, you can create your own change.
For more on Maria Bucci and the therapy and workshops that help women heal, visit wholeheartedworkshops.com. CIS experts, simply the best.
Two fun girls who are in the know, Sean and Kata on the radio.
Listen to your sister, Sean Ireland Show with Kate Burnett. Listen to your sister.